This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories and more. Most third, fourth, and fifth graders began taking tests today in an attempt to measure progress in the Common Core curriculum. Some parents are having their children opt out of the tests as a protest against the new education mandate. Rob Astorino, the former Republican gubernatorial candidate who last year lost to Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, is not letting his kids take the test, according to Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential. "Our kids deserve better than Common Core, an experiment conceived in secrecy with no public hearings or testing. There are no consequences for opting out," he said in a statement. Quote, "The scores will not affect student records. We support higher standards for our kids, but that's not Common Core, despite what we've often been told," end quote. The tests continue at local schools throughout Thursday. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that hunters in New York's southern zone killed a record 1,110 bears in 2014, according to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. The area, which includes the Catskill Mountains, saw 12% more bears taken than in the previous record year, 2011. An extra early bear hunting season was opened from September 6 to September 21st in portions of the Catskills and the western Hudson Valley last year, contributing to the high numbers. Catskill hunters in Delaware, Greene, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties killed 893 bears in 2014, according to an analysis of the DEC's hunt data by the Watershed Post. In the Catskills, hunters killed 294 bears during the new early season and 599 during the bow hunting, muzzle loading, and regular seasons, which occur later in the fall. A 613-pound male bear killed in the Greene County town of Jewett was the second largest bear taken in the state in 2014. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit newsroom.wgxc.org to find these news stories, weather, public meetings, and more.